Welcome to another episode of Conspiracy Outpost, a show that explores vast frontiers of knowledge from a bottom of a bottle, of course, and it takes you on a journey beyond the boundaries of understanding. I'm your host, Casey.
I'm Mike.
I'm Geronimo Joe. I've used that before.
And I'm the guest star, Matt.
And today we are diving deep into a concept that stretches the limits of human imagination, the Kardashev scale. Now let's turn it over to our Northern California expert on the topic, Joseph.
Take it away. I would call myself an expert, nor should I be quoted on anything.
Well, hey.
Kardashian skills?
It's like, no, you know, new year, new us. We've become scientists now. We've just been brewing potions. Isn't that what scientists do?
No.
Not even close. No, dude, we've been doing cool shit, inventing new types of AIDS, anything to make a quick buck. All right, so the Kardashev?
My man.
I already fucked up.
Yeah, it's Kardashev.
So the Kardashev scale is a hypothetical method that measures a civilization's technological advancement based on its ability to harness energy. It was first suggested by Nikolai Kardashev, a Russian.
Keeping up with the Kardashevs.
A Russian astrophysicist in 1964. The scale is often used in discussions about the potential future technological development and classification of civilizations. The theory consists of three main types: Type 1, Type 2, and you guessed it, Type C. No, I'm just kidding.
I think you're lying to me.
You think I'm lying? I made all this up. This is actually not a real theory. This is just shit that I cooked up.
We're actually talking about diabetes.
This is actually everybody getting together to have an intervention for me.
You're telling me they're doing more than just sending potatoes in space at this time?
Yeah. the Sputnik type. So we got type one, which is a civilization that can harness all available energy on its home planet, like solar, wind, and geothermal energy. A type 1 civilization consumes power on the order of thousands to millions of times our current planetary output. About 100 trillion watts. Did I write trillion twice? Is that supposed to be
100 trillion? Trillion.
This type of civilization would have enough energy to manipulate at will the occurrences of specific natural phenomena like earthquakes and volcanoes. This could also give the ability to build cities on the oceans. That's kind of cool, right? Take that, Atlanta. Yeah.
I mean, I watched this one movie with Kevin Costner. They made cities on the ocean.
Water World?
No, the Postman.
Water World?
Yeah, no, Water World. Funny that he made two different movies about post-apocalyptic, wanderers.
He's a doomsday prepper, though.
Is he?
No, I don't know.
Like, I don't know man personal life. Even with the incredible feats of climate manipulation and terraforming technology, a Type 1's energy is still, for the most part, confined to their home planet. An example of someone who lives in a Type 1 civilization is the science fiction characters, because I had to bring up science fiction characters, guys, Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if it's Flash Gordon from the comic strips, films, TV series, or if there's even a difference between any of them. But
who was the first one?
Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers.
Who's that?
He's basically the same as Flash Gordon. I think Flash Gordon's based off Buck.
Oh, dude, for some reason I was thinking of Buck Rogers and fucking Bucky.
Original
Marvel.
No, Bucky.
After he marries Captain America?
After he marries
Like the original futuristic sci-fi.
Bucky Rogers. Bucky Rogers. Buck Rogers.
All
Bucky.
Buck me. So yeah, I don't know if there's a difference. I don't know if there's a difference from comic strips, films, or TV series versions of the character. But if there was a difference between any of them, I hope that it's the 1975 Flash Gordon Playgirl centerfold model. Apparently, he was in Playgirl. He was a centerfold in it. Yeah, Flash Gordon was.
God damn,
nice.
That's sexy as fuck. Also, Buck Rogers would be my porn name.
I'd beat my meat to that. That's damn true.
I would call myself Buck Rogers if I was a porn star. I'm here to buck aliens.
And then dressing up as the Winter Soldier.
Bucky Barnes.
I would have, if I was a porn star and I was like doing like themed porn, I'd be a Men in Black person and I go and fuck aliens, but not like the traditional aliens, like illegal aliens.
Oh my god.
God damn.
Come here, Maria.
Oh my god.
Canceled.
We just need like a fucking like a we need something on the soundboard that says
like
that.
A stamp.
Boom. Yeah, I was thinking that stamp just boom canceled with the Mortal Kombat voice. I guess that works. Yeah, that's a new canceled button. You gotta be on point with that.
Finish
button.
Them.
We're about to hit that.
Oh, yeah,
you woke people.
Have fun editing all these coughs out.
Mike's doing them on purpose at this point. For those of you that are just joining in, we learned that Mike got. A little touch of the chlamydia.
I don't on know the throat.
I don't know. No, I got sick on tour because I was going and meeting hundreds of people, and sitting in a steel fucking van.
And when Mike's not
with five dudes
strumming the drums, that's not you. Don't strum drums when he's not beating the drums.
I bang drums.
He bangs drums and he bangs skin flutes. Okay,
that's the second. We said that in the first episode too of the season. We talked about Mike being very good at the skin flute.
Oh, with
the guy, yeah.
With the guest. Well, I guess this, it wouldn't really be a secret. So according to
Matt, well, let me tell Matthew that part right. Real quick. So we have this guy on. He was just getting to know us, and he asked Mike what kind of instrument he plays, and Mike's like the drums. I was like, he's also has very good at the skin flute too.
Matthew, you would have loved that episode though. He in his book, one of his he is pretty funny. In his book, the character says the same type of shit that you're talking about. Like, why would you go and have to touch people? Like, aliens would be observers and shit like that.
Oh yeah,
they would observe us from different planets. You guys actually have a lot of the same ideas. It would have been cool if you're on there. Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, you could just simulate most of that shit. You don't have to spend the gas money to go down there.
Yeah. Especially the prices. Fucking let's go space, Brandon. Am I right?
Well, if we harness all our Earth's energy, our star's energy, then we wouldn't have to spend any fuel. We'd just use renewable energy.
That's true.
Yeah, but you don't have to waste that time.
Well, yeah, but... you know, if I was a space bearing creature and I went to another planet and there were some like humanoid kind of things like
if you're
going to say that you're not going to go try to fuck one.
I mean, you could build one at home if you have that technology.
You just 3D print that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Or shit. Or throw on a VR headset, but just so much better. So much more better. It's
not just understand what these humans have, dude. They have something,
the technology.
Something called a pH balance. Man, we ain't got nothing like that.
We can't. Everything's just slippery.
Everything's just slippery and made of plants. I'm tired of it.
Everything's just wet all the time.
I'm tired.
I need some friction.
According to Kardashev, it's the type of a type 1 civilization is the... a type 1 civilization is the according to Kardashev, or a type 1, okay, give me a second here. A type 1 civilization, according to Kardashev, is the type of civilization that Earth was closest to achieving in 1964. I don't understand what it meant by that, but it was suggested by www.universetoday.com that we won't be able to reach a type 1 civilization till the year 2371. So that's like 350 years from now. We'll still be alive because we'll be cryogenically frozen with old
water. Yeah. And strangely enough, we'll only be on PlayStation 8, which is great.
I'm confused real quick though. How are they close to becoming a type 1 civilization in the 64 but not in 2024? I don't
understand that either. And maybe he was saying that we were getting close, but I didn't understand it, and I didn't see any clarification for it. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of fucking.
He's talking about the sci-fi stuff in the 60s.
He's like, man,
they had some big ideas.
These movies are fucking badass. All this tinfoil on the aliens that we make. Dude, we're getting close, man. So, we're getting close. Don't microwave that, but we're getting close.
Flash Gordon, Buck Rogers.
Currently, yeah, see, that's the thing, too. So currently, we're in a type zero-like civilization, which is characterized as a civilization that consumes majority of its energy through non-renewable sources like fossil fuels and limited use of renewable sources like hydroelectric power. A type 0.5 civilization is one that uses a semi-renewable recourse resource that's essentially a giant hamster wheel generating energy from Gary Busey chasing a young woman in distress from a Monster Mania convention.
I'm trying to get that as the butter sausage.
For those of you that don't know, Gary Busey, a man who looks like a creature, sexually assaulted some people. Not funny. Not funny. At a Monster Mania. But what is funny is the irony that he is a monster himself, and that he did some actual physical monster things. Now, I could have worded that a lot better. But according to Medium.com, we're actually a 0.75 type civilization. So we're actually closer.
0.75?
Yeah, so we're actually closer than we think.
We just need, like, nuclear.
Yeah, that's the problem because because we're so close to reaching that, we make it harder on ourselves by the impact we've made on our environment, what with, like, climate change and whatnot, because we what we do, yeah.
If you believe in such things, but yeah.
If you don't believe it's not the Chinese government creating lasers, burning everything over here. Some real Star Wars shit.
It could be George Lucas.
Chinese.
It could be. Dude, and he's probably fucking in cahoots with them.
He's pissed that he sold off Star Wars and they've done
it. He's like, fine, you want to see some Star Wars? I'll show you some Star Wars. And he's like with the Chinese and he's fucking speaking to
me. I hope
racist dialogue he possibly can, and then they just shrug and then just bring out the machine.
I hope whoever bought Star Wars like purposely did that to him. They fucking hate him. He's like, I'm gonna buy this and make this decent enough where everyone will still love it.
Does China hate Disney?
No, they just hate Winnie the Pooh.
Is that what it is?
Is that true?
Well, yeah, because South Park was calling President Xi to Winnie the Pooh, and so they banned Winnie the Pooh in China.
It actually wasn't South Park that started doing it. It was people in China that started doing it.
Oh, shit.
They banned Winnie the Pooh, and then South Park made fun of that.
That's hilarious. Fucked up.
That's so funny. No, there's like a lot of like, I think a lot of educated, probably like just regular people in China, a lot of them are upset with their government.
Hey, we have to be careful.
Not much they could do about it. Our shit's not aired there anyways.
Oh, our podcast?
Is it?
Only people using a fake VPN. Or the VPN scrambler. Whatever the fuck. I'm not sure. It says we have like viewers all around the globe. But
we got one in North Korea.
Scrambling.
We got the one, and it's fingers crossed it's Kim Jong.
No, it's actually who's his favorite basketball player? It's him.
Dennis Rodman.
We got to be careful though.
Is that true? You just knew that offhand like that?
Oh yeah, no, everyone.
Well,
knows
that's
that.
A well-known thing.
That's a well-known thing.
Not everybody knows that. Only one in four. Wait, two in four here knew that answer. You and
I'm pretty sure it was like the FBI or CIA that wanted him to spy for him, and he was just like, "No, I can't do that." But
no, dude, nice. I ain't gonna pull. Oh, boy, did you see what James Franco and Seth Rogen got? Man, I ain't trying to put a tracker in my ass.
Yeah. He probably he would be okay with that. Dennis Rodman had plenty of things in his ass, I'm sure.
Yeah, dude, with the last name Rodman, you know you've been taking rods.
Oh yeah, I think is he like the second basketball player that came out openly gay?
Oh, was he actually gay?
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong though.
We got less than 1% listeners in Hong Kong.
How do you get less than 1%? Is there too much
money in Hong Kong? Yeah.
Oh, right here, China. Dwarf. Bam. Less than 1%.
Less than 1%.
Well, like most of their internet's not like free internet.
Or is it little person? You're not supposed to say
dwarf. So
our biggest listener, obviously, is the United States, then the UK, then Canada, then Australia, then it goes to Ireland,
gotta
stop, and Netherlands, blah, blah, blah.
We got to stop all this talk about Asian people. Someone's going to say something stupid, and we're going to get Shane Gillis'd. You guys know what happened there? He said something. Oh, wow. He said a racial slur about he was supposed to be on SNL, I think, back when Bo and Yang started, I think. His podcast resurfaced at the time where he said like a racial slur, and so they got rid of him. But he was the SNL guest. I think it was either this Saturday or next Saturday. So it's good to know that there's level of racism, and the racism level he's on is just guest star in SNL.
Here's the funny thing is after he wasn't able to do SNL, he went on and did his own sketches on YouTube, and they're fucking hilarious.
Are they? You know what's funny is after
I
they
watched
fired,
a bunch while I was on tour.
After they fired him, he wrote on Twitter, "I've always been more of a Mad TV fan myself," and that's hilarious.
Yeah, he has this one skit that it's so fucking funny, where it's a kidnapping thing, and he plays the dad of this like guy who gets kidnapped, and the guy is calling it. He's like, I want $2,500 or you'll never see your son again. He goes, what? Steven? He's like, oh, fuck that guy. Like, he goes on. Like, I got to show it to you.
Everyone has favorites. I can't. All parents have favorites. It's okay.
Mine's the unborn one. Like, well, because it's his only
kid or whatever. But yeah, it's so fun. Okay, so
actually,
like, Eddie's like a thousand. He goes, nah, fuck that. And then he rips off the son's like tape off his mouth, and the son just immediately starts complaining and whining. He goes, you fucking hear that? You hear how annoying that is? He goes, oh my god, yeah. He goes, and the guy's like, don't lay on my bed like that. He's like, he's sitting there whining, wanting to watch the news and shit. He always wants to watch the news. The kid's like, put the news on. And it goes on to where he's like, you know what, fuck this. I'm not dealing with this. I'm going to bring the kid back. And he goes, wait, hold on. Let's not jump to any conclusions here now. $800, and you can keep if you keep him. And he goes, $1,000. He goes, no, okay, come on now. $900.
I like the take that.
And he goes, deal. He goes, is he allergic to anything? Like, what do I feed him? He goes, yeah, he's allergic to something. Pussy.
It's all funny.
I like to actually change my answer. My favorite child is actually the ones I leave in the
toilet.
Where did
Casey go?
I'm here still. My phone's just going to die, and I forgot my charger.
Ask your dad for it, for one.
He doesn't have an iPhone.
Well, yeah, because he's not rich.
Well, you guys need to have this conversation sooner or later, so just go do it. Nah, I'm just kidding. Fuck iPhones. Fuck Apple.
So, yeah, outside of climate change and whatnot, where was I? We need not only a more eco-friendly approach and to lessen our excessive use of finite resources, which are threatening the sustainability of our planet, but we all know this. War is not helping either. With constant conflict amongst our fellow earthly occupants, we are focusing our time on fighting and violence rather than progression. Not to sound like a hippie, but, you know, peace is key to... reaching our true
fuck
potential.
Yeah, I hate other people that are slightly different than me.
We have a place amongst the gods and the stars.
Sometimes you gotta know what you like.
We focus too much on barbaric fucking bullshit.
Our technology goes in the wrong places anyways. Like we focus more about, at least I feel like with the way our system works is we focus more on how can I make the shit break before the, like right after the warranty ends. Rather than let's make it better. And it's not really their fault because I know that you can't really have a company if everyone buys your shit and no one ever buys it again. Once you sell out, you sell out.
Dude, iPhone's the worst with that. I have one guy who was trying to redeem his points where I work with our reward shit, and he can't upgrade his phone to he can't update the app without updating his phone to the newest whatever thing, and he can't do that because his phone can't go that high with the updates.
That's all phones, I think. But yeah, I think Apple might be worse like that. No. Shit, I remember having an old phone.
They got in trouble for that for a while, but they sent out a thing and they said
we're sorry.
This guy got a guy if this guy got a dinosaur, they said that they're no longer going to be supporting those phones.
I don't know how old his phone is, to be fair.
Yeah, because when you buy a phone, by the way,
70 something years old, and he comes in to buy lottery tickets and always jokes saying he's spending his kids' inheritance, which is hilarious.
Well, at least he's conscious of it.
Yeah. He's always like, I'm here to come back to Speedway Casino.
No, dude, like, you can hold on to it. I've had a phone for so long, it was so old that I was literally running out of room with the updates that it was updating that I couldn't even use. I couldn't even use all the features that it was updating with. It just wanted to take up memory. But that's how old I had a phone that was that old. But yeah.
So a type 2 civilization is capable of harnessing energy from its entire star. So we've moved from planetary to taking over the sun, if it was us. This is typically achieved through structures like Dyson spheres or Dyson swarms. For those that are as dumb,
it sounds like these guys know exactly how to do it.
Like, are those designed by Miles Dyson?
Maybe.
Like,
I don't know.
Miles Dyson is who created the computer chip in Terminator 2.
Oh, shit. So he's the guy that made those collapsed fans?
Neil deGrasse Dyson. That would have been great.
Or Mike Dyson.
Mike Dyson. For those of you that are as dumb as me.
Dyson chicken.
Dyson Ritter for lead singer from All American Rejects. Dyson spheres are hypothetical megastructures that cover the outside of a star. If you don't know what a megastructure is, it's what we call the Slayton sisters' pussies.
Yeah, no. Oh my god.
We actually harness energy from their mayo and PB&J fat cells.
Mike is in disbelief.
Mike is like, dude,
that was a left field.
Four women alone. They got the Neanderthal foreheads. They got a lot of problems going on.
Fucking A, man.
Mike, you're gonna laugh whether you like it or not.
Yeah, we have a few AI.
you know, like basically, it'd be like a Halo ring or some shit, right? Like a big ass ring that's just a big ass solar power kind of shit. It's like solar panels everywhere. Like
Halo ring.
Yeah, they covered the outside of a star with platforms orbiting in tight formations. It's a function. Its function is to harness a large percentage of the star's solar power. I feel like it was like solar panels, kind of like fucking around the sun. Maybe, I mean, yours might be a better thing. I'm not good with science.
No, I don't really know either. Like for me, I think it'd be crazy for them to like, how do you keep something in orbit like long enough to, it's not about the sun's orbit. It's probably about the whole fucking,
like
wherever we're at. To keep something in one spot. To get that sweet energy all the time, but I doubt, maybe it's not even, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking theoretical fucking thing. So it's not like we really know if it would work. Right.
You create a harvester and you attach it to Mercury because it's close.
You can make mad money selling it back to PG&E, that kind of energy.
At some point,
catch something on fire.
No, at some point they just cut it off and you just be giving it to them for free. Cause
So the name comes from physicist and astronomer Freeman J. Dyson, who in 1960 proposed using orbiting solar collectors to accomplish this feat.
Satellites.
He first explored it as a thought experiment. This would be an incredible feat given the fact that only about a billionth of the sun's energy makes it down to us here on Earth. Of that billionth, more than 50% of that either ricochets off our planet or absorbs or gets absorbed by the atmosphere before it even hits the ground. So that's we barely, and even like from what I've read, even the energy we do get from that fucking 50% of a billionth, whatever, it's
crazy.
Enough to power over and over again. Like it's enough.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. Yeah. So, I mean, to harness the energy,
it's
from
more than we need for sure.
Star, yeah. That's fucking insane.
To have the whole energy. If we could just borrow a little bit, it'd be insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just siphon it off. Just
can you imagine,
hook up the hose, everybody?
Can you imagine the PS fucking 8?
Hell, you doing in my backyard? That's my son.
That's my. That's a dude. We're an aggressive fucking species. We're already making jokes about aggressive things. We doing with my star energy.
You know, it probably would turn into a fight, like people who, like, if humans are all weren't on the same, like,
that thing, team, that's crazy too.
Someone's gonna be like, "No, it's my son. I want to take control of it." And then we're gonna have a sun lord.
So like the energy is so fucking whatever.
Like that we used actually, to.
I didn't write this down, but that the energy would like cover across the fucking like planet. Like our sleep cycle would be fucked up. Like the inner, like whatever. Because even the part of the planet that isn't being like shined by like the sun is still radiating energy from it or some shit. I don't know. I should have wrote it down. Probably saying it weird. Sound like a fucking homeless guy fucking tripping with fucking shit.
Well, if it orbits, I don't, if they think mega structures is like tweaking more than we need, I don't really know. So I got a bunch of cat hair in my mouth.
Stop licking them. Stop being pussy, piece of shit. For I've those of you that don't know, Matthew here adopts cats, eats them out, and then throws them back on the streets again.
That's a lie.
He tuna for tuna is what he calls it. Gives them a meal. just kidding. People aren't gonna be appreciative. It's like we can accept all the other jokes you guys make here, but we put our foot down at bestiality. But we were okay with Mr. Hands.
We put our hopes down at bestiality.
So in a type 2 civvy with the help of this Mike Dyson, we wouldn't know how to manipulate, or I guess the civilization would know how to manipulate all the energy from its home star. With that type of control over mass energy, the advanced civilization would likely spread throughout the solar system.
Mike Dyson.
Man, we're going to get this energy. We're going to do it good. I'll fuck this energy till you love me.
Yeah.
Even traveling
you white dwarf
the
motherfucker.
So with,
I'm trying not to laugh
with that type of control over mass energy, the advanced civilization would likely spread throughout the solar system, even traveling to other stars. This could be made possible by type 2 diabetes. Many possible advanced transportation systems, including but not limited to warp drives or wormholes, and quite possibly devices that can manipulate space and time. I'm just saying we should make mass relays, Mass Effect style.
That'd be sick.
That would be fucking dope as fuck.
Who doesn't want to bang a Corian?
We are Geth. I know the topic of AI is a popular one. At the moment, so imagine what an AI could be capable of if we were advanced enough to harness a star's energy. That kind of power mixed with a top-tier Type 2's intellect could lead to highly advanced AI systems. Hypothetically, they could manage whole planets or even stars. So, like, mass fucking.
What's AI Type system. 3?
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute.
Baby. Diabetes only has 2.
Not when I'm done with it.
But not hepatitis. There's a C. They'd have the potential
So type 2 has mass AI is what you just said?
Yeah, type 2 would have a mass AI. So would 3.
I think that whole thing, though, it would be human merging with AI, because what would be the point?
That's what a type 3 gets into godlike fucking things.
I don't think – I think AI is like – there's not a whole lot of like
– At what point do you get a data –
I don't think there's a whole lot of like, there's not really like a spectrum to AI. It, there's just like 3 steps, I think.
Oh, no, there's a spectrum.
I think AI. What we have now, I forget, it's like AGI or I think it's like AGI or something. It's like, so what we have now is just, it's just getting all the information we've already put out, and it's putting it together of whatever we ask. But when it actually thinks for itself and it's able to go through all of that, I think it'll just be like a better person.
Yeah, I think what it's saying is with that type of energy, it can output a lot more. Like, and this is exploring the whole. So let's say there are other intelligent life. It's saying that if we can explore, possibly more stars. I don't know. I think it's saying that we're because we're more knowledgeable. I don't know, outside of ourselves or this civilization.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Indeed. I think people would merge with it, but I think the sun has so much, like, sun has more energy than I think we'd ever need.
No, it does. And that's what it's saying, that the little bit that we get from it. Now imagine if we can harness all of it. if we can manipulate the entire thing, it,
imagine not even having to.
So what you're talking about is building a space station in a planet that could kill other planets, a Starkiller station.
That we can harvest one weakness. If we felt like it was logical to do,
like in Force Awakens.
There's a point. It actually depends on the nature and the culture of the civilization that is evolving to that stage. Like, we're war based, so I mean, we would be fucking
I was just referencing.
But imagine
movie,
a peaceful fucking, I don't know, a race that has never had conflict like that. I don't know. I mean, this is all fucking.
Yeah, you're talking about like
I don't
you know like.
We're talking about
I think, like, honestly, like, given what we know, I think there's right and wrong answers. And I think the beautiful thing about people and cultures is there's errors everywhere in all cultures and stuff like that. I think if we get to that stage, there's a yes and there's a no. And you can meet another civilization like millions of light years away. And if they're at this exact stage, they'll probably act very similar, I think, because there's going to be a yes and a no. And then, like, if they develop AI is going to be like, you're wrong, you're right, you're wrong, you're right, there's no gray in between, this is it, and there isn't.
It could,
I think,
be like,
and
you,
that's
like
how
the Mass Effect thing, you remember that's the option I chose, was the middle option, which was splicing
but,
synthetic and organic beings into one.
But the reason why you have options is because you're a human being, though. If you were a robot, you'd be like, there's right and there's wrong. And
yeah, there's
so
no gray
eventually,
area. There's no conscious,
yeah.
There's no moral compass guiding you to do either one. There's no, hey, I'm a machine. My mom made me feed off her tit, and then some guy killed her. So logically, I'm going to create a fucking.
I think the craziest thing is
humans
have needs. And robots don't.
In the third one,
we tell them what they need.
More AI like the beings, but so these AIs would have the potential of decision making on an advanced level, independent problem solving, and quite possibly even have consciousness or self awareness. Like we were just saying, lifestyle wise, in our case, a type 2 civilization sounds idealistic. People would have such a deep understanding of science and technology that we would likely evolve past our barbaric aggressive tendencies and live peacefully amongst each other and our environment, using our advanced intelligence for not only sustainability and prosperity, but also shared collective curiosity of the unexplored.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's we would evolve to a point where it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because also it depends on.
I think regardless of, like.
Chain.
But I think our evolution chains would all meet, all civilizations would meet at one point, and it'd be like, it is and it isn't. Like, there's no arguing, like, what color's the best color? Like, is blue better than red? Or is, like, who was the third president of the United States? Well, from what I remember, it was this. Or, you know, or who invented the light bulb? From what I remember, it was this.
It would be like this, irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I am
gone. It would be. But it would be like. It would be, everything would be,
type 3,
everything,
actually, it would be more like that.
It'd be fact or false, like, fact or false is what it would be, because, yeah, that's it. There's no, like, what's 2 + 2 is like, people wouldn't have to sit there and do the math, there would be no chance for error, everyone would get the right answer all the time. But I also think that AI would merge with people, because why not? Because you can't, why not? It wouldn't make any sense to let me ask someone the right answers. And I like being dumb all the time. I like having to Google shit. It'd be really nice if I just knew.
What do you think a space Google would be called if you? I don't know. What you?
Yeah, because you just make shortcuts.
You talk about Neuralink.
It is Neuralink. 100%. 100%. It's Neuralink. But that's basically what AI will be in the future. Will be integrated. Yeah.
I wouldn't trust a rich billionaire for that. I'd trust like an actual genius behind it. But
oh yeah, dude.
we would call it Dougal based off of Daigle, the character.
If I have to consult my brain and search Google shit in my head, after every 10 searches, I don't have to pay a premium, so I don't think I'm hungry for McDonald's.
I also think because this,
you know,
it's probably
I get throw ads in that bitch.
It probably evolved since there then, but yeah, no, there definitely would be ads and shit. That's like the downside. It's like, dude, I'm really.
There's some cyberpunk shit. unless you just knew, like, oh yeah, like that's bad for me. But at that point, people would lose personality. Everyone would become the same thing.
And maybe that's why that you wouldn't want to integrate into your brain into some shit like that, because you'd be part of a larger. We're already kind of part of whatever. Honestly, if you look at a disadvantage. Yeah, but if you look at a lot of the newer generation, they lack any fucking like personality. Not all of them, I'm saying though, but you know how many people are like zombified? They only rehash the same they watch the same rehash of the same video and laugh and like it over and over again. It's like the same stupid fucking videos over and over again. Nobody's unique. Even SNL's been doing it. They've been rehashing fucking Twitter or fucking TikTok videos, and they're not fucking funny. Like, okay, I thought that Rome thing, it was like, oh, man, only think about Rome. I was like, that's random and funny. And then someone told me, no, that's actually a TikTok TikTok fucking whatever thing.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's stupid. That's unoriginal as fuck.
Yeah, but
at least they have three people on there doing something original.
Yeah.
Even if it is just being the next one.
Literally people. Oh, yeah, dude, literally people. That? Literally people. Literally people will like, so they can get more views. Gross. They'll watch a video that's really popular and just have their face like, here's my reaction to it, get a million views, because that it's helping that video get more outlet, but that person's getting all the credit for that video. And oftentimes, like, you'll like TikTok or Facebook Reels or whatever, oftentimes you'll go on there and watch a video that you've never seen before, and most of the time it's half the video and half someone else's reaction just looking at it. Like, who the fuck is this guy just staring at this video?
Or they have new videos.
Or laughing.
Well, it's not that new.
But I've never seen that video before, so thanks to that person, I've seen that video, so they helped get the video out there further, but it's not their content. But, yeah.
There's those one videos where it's half a game being played and the other half of somebody talking, or the Minecraft videos. Yep. And it's like anything. It's like, goddamn, dude, they're really just trying to hit people with, like, ADD or some shit. Like, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Trying to get the views.
But yeah,
that's Casey, modern entertainment.
Here. Yeah, I'm still here.
Casey's like, man, I'm just here for the run. No, but yeah, that SNL thing was funny. The Madam Web actress or actor, depending on if you're offended by the term, I guess. I don't know.
What, Madam?
Anna Faris. Wait, what's her name? Anna Faris.
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris isn't in Madam Web.
No, she doesn't like the term actress because it's segregating the job profession. So I'd rather just say actor because I still call women actors.
Like, oh, that one actor.
It's like policeman or police woman, just call them police. I actually agree with that because there shouldn't be there shouldn't be separate categories for it, even if it's out of good intention. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know which one's better to say. And that's not me being like, oh, I don't want to offend anybody. I'm just saying, I don't know which one seems more appropriate. It's like hero and heroine. I personally think heroine is a dumbass fucking name. It should all be hero. I don't see what the masculinity in that name is.
Ambulance.
It seems like heroine or whatever the fuck. It seems like It seems like that was created to segregate the two different types of heroes when it should all be one name. Because how does hero sound more masculine? Unless I'm missing some kind of like Latin root or some shit. But I mean, I think
so. Matt, he brought up what you know how you brought up policeman, what you call cops. Mm-hmm. It's funny when we were in Portland. Noah was like, when my band was in Portland, one of my band members said this is one of the only place that the police are actually called Popo in Portland.
Oh shit!
Portland,
that's hella funny. But what I was saying, the Madam Web actress, I don't remember her name. Because she's the only other movie I know she's in is 50 Shades of Grey, and that is just stupid. I'm sorry, I won't ever watch it. But that scene is hella funny. The please don't destroy this, where she's talking shit to the three guys, and she's like, "Oh, I love you guys and workaholics," and I laugh so fucking hard.
That show is pretty funny.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I love that you guys are the lonelier island.
That's funny as fuck.
So is Madam Web out? And what part does the pig come along and read the shit?
Dude, so you know in the old in the 90s cartoon we grew up with, you know who played Madam Web's voice was Stanley's wife. So I mean those are
Celsior.
Big shoes to fill, even if it's a live action version. But I heard that movie bombed hella bad. Some people were fucking talking shit. I watched somebody, or I read someone's
comment. Did they have a pig in it? And that's why.
Some guy's like, me and my wife loved this movie. Like, he had to put a woman in there too. It's like, we're on the same side. We're good. Look at me. I don't know. The movie seems stupid in the trailer. I'm pretty sure it is. And that has nothing to do with female leads. Although, as soon as I seen Sydney Sweeney in it, I was like, this isn't going to be good. No, I'm just kidding. somebody put a picture of her. It was her Instagram picture, I guess, with her fucking spider suit on a couch. And people were like, what is this from? And finally, someone said what I was thinking when I was reading down the comments. It was like, it's not Casting Couch, guys.
Oh, shit.
So, a Type 3 civilization can harness the energy resources of an entire galaxy, possibly through methods like superstructures spanning across multiple star systems.
So that's insane for them to even, like, what a colossal waste of time to even try to think that far ahead.
Yeah, the theory came out in the fucking 60s. I don't know how far they
fucking... It's sci-fi. It's more sci-fi than actual science.
Yeah, that's why I brought up Flash Gordon.
These guys knew what they're doing.
And Buck Me Rogers.
Buck Me. The Winter Soldier. The Summer Bod.
I think you would call someone the Winter Soldier if it was a Bukkake fest.
I think it's like a colossal waste of time to even think that far ahead. Like, man, just like focus. Like, type one is a lot to swallow. Like, why would you need to harness a whole, like, multiple star systems and galaxies? Like, what the fuck do you need? What do you need that big?
I think they're looking at the curiosity through things because we're super curious. So a level or type one civilization would be super curious. A type two would be super curious. Because humans in general were super curious.
We're curious.
But three kind of ends that. And that's why people will do this all the way to 7, 8, 9, 10. And it makes no sense after 3. It doesn't.
But what? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It might not even make any sense after 1 or 2, though. Because the whole thing is once we merge with AI, what if our curiosity ends?
Yeah.
And that's the scary thing.
I don't mean to do this, but I'm feeling really fucking wiped out. I'm probably going to go to sleep.
All right, my man.
Wipe your butt.
Sorry, you guys.
Poop yourself. Wow. I'm just kidding. That was a poop. That was
Oh, you're good, Mike. We know you just drove a fucking long drive.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We're on.
Oh, I slept the entire time. I've slept more than I've ever slept in this past, it's like, 2 days. I'm just sick and fucking tired.
All right, you're good, brother.
But yeah.
You're good, brother, man.
Take it easy, guys. Good luck on the rest of the pod.
Kisses.
So these superstructures could be networks of megastructures built on a galactic scale. These megastructures could include things like the before mentioned Dyson spheres and swarms. Dyson spheres doing their solar panel like things. And I didn't say before, but Dyson swarms consist of a bunch of orbiting solar collectors. Megastructures for inhabitants could possibly be built into these Dyson spheres. Giant mega cities housing millions or even trillions of millions.
So like people just living
inside of those, taking care of the shit. We got Matryoshka. I don't know how to pronounce that. Matryoshka brains, which are mega structures based on the Dyson spheres. They have immense computational capacity and theoretically range in size from anywhere to an asteroid to an entire universe, where it can hold energy from trillions of stars to drive computational power that can run simulations of an entire virtual universe and other data processing supercomputer things. I don't know.
That's so crazy. You could do the same thing with less. You could do the same thing with less.
I think the point is the thing to a point that we can't even fucking actually comprehend what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I think they're just they're so extra.
That kind of plays into fucking simulation theory, though, because...
It does, yeah.
It could be a Type 3 civilization that is running a simulation that we're living in as a fucking prehistoric version of them.
You wouldn't even need a Type 3. You could do it with a Type 1. You could almost do it now, almost. You
probably could. I don't know, because nobody really knows
almost
how much energy it would take to do these things because nobody's ever done it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you need a type 3 civilization if you're trying to run a type 3 civilization, but that's about it. It's like, there's some things that go unmentioned because it's like, there. I don't know, it's like, you don't need to render everything. Like, we don't, like, if we're in a, say we are.
There's always Jerry's.
Yeah, say we're in a simulation right now. We're in a simulation right now. They don't have to render the rest. Say we are in this particular, it's a different kind of simulation, not the one that, like, people that the theory suggests kind of thing. But say we're in a more basic simulation. We don't have to render faraway galaxies. They just have to wait. They only have to put in the computer work after we get the Hubble and after we get all this other stuff. They don't have to render shit beyond our site.
And they don't even have to render it constantly either. Yeah. It's just only what's in your field of view.
Yeah, what,
you know,
exactly. Right? It's what's you in your field of view. So
it's like, how many blocks can you render per person?
Yeah, it's like making Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. And it's like, I created, so you're looking at a vase, but inside that vase, there's all these crazy etch details and all kind of, you don't have to do that. No one's ever going to look in the vase. Not that they could. You just break the vase and it breaks. But it's like, you don't have to render all this extra shit unless it's in the field of view of the people. And that's more than just the eyesight, but the brain, they excavate into there and they have to see it. You have to render it.
Because it says such a high AI thing that maybe a level 3 could have each individual program, like person is a conscious AI themselves. And they figure it gives a more realistic tone if they have every single like characteristic as like a live.
It's the Matrix. That's the Matrix.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. But
you have to make it believable. You have to make it realistic. You have to give flaws and errors.
I'm just saying that would be the most, to get the most realistic outcome if you're looking at stuff. Or maybe that people believe that we're just a history lesson. And it's like, come look at humanity when it was almost at the brink of destruction. And we're just like a
did
history
Joseph
lesson
cut off for you,
to
Matthew?
Show like, oh, right. When
he did, yeah. He did for a second.
So you cut out for a second.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I think it was lagging.
I was saying, that, like, what if we were a history fucking lesson? I don't know how much you guys heard of that. If we were like history lesson for something, and to make us the most accurate like possible that we could be, to make it more realistic, the shit that's like, oh, this is what humanity was when it was almost at the brink of its own destruction, of extinction, right before they shifted everything. I'm saying this in a positive note, like we're not going to destroy ourselves in fucking 100 or 200 years.
Yeah.
But it's like, what if, that we're just like a history lesson if we were a simulation. I don't think we are. I think we're just fucking bunch of moronic fucking evolved apes that are too obsessed with consumerism that can't fucking. We want to help ourselves, but we also really, really want these harmful things that makes our life a little bit more convenient.
Yeah. The craziest thing is I joke around all the time because it's like I'll be talking about like Doritos and all of a sudden like something Dorito related just pops up. I'm like, wow, simulation. But realistically, I'm not that significant in the scheme of things, in the grand scheme of things. Doritos, a little bit more significant than in the whole grand scheme of things. Doritos, but the chances that
somebody built a conscious fucking high level AI surrounding
just the like an advertise.
Doritos. Just to advertise Doritos. Our entire life, from the moment we were born, we could think of Cool Ranch Doritos. And I keep asking
you what's actually,
every 10 years.
You know, it's actually pretty funny. So down in Vegas, there's a pyramid casino called the Luxor. And on one of the pyramid sides, you know, because a pyramid's a triangle shape on a side, the Doritos actually has a big old banner up right now on the entire face of that one side of that casino.
So smart.
And it says Doritos.
Yeah, dude. Doritos.
And it's shaped like a nacho Dorito. Like it looks like a nacho cheese Dorito.
There's a highly intelligent fucking being out there that created
I'll take
Dorito
a picture of it next time I see
and
it.
And thinks they're so fucking delicious, but every other being's like, no, that's fucking stupid. We're on godliness. We're creating universes. We're on a type fucking 9 civilization. We're creating our own fucking galaxies. And you're over here.
Don't get wild. It only theoretically goes up to 5.
Well, I mean, but.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, but there's the three main ones. Everything outside of that is just things.
The funniest thing is theoretically goes up to five, but the people that thought of this shit can't even think past the first one realistically. It's out of our reach.
That's what Kardashev was saying, that he believed that a Type 4 civilization was too advanced and didn't go beyond Type 3 on his scale.
It's beyond his one or two is beyond his understanding. It's beyond the smartest person alive's understanding.
All,
it doesn't.
It's all theoretical stuff. Nothing is set in stone on these. They're just
after one. It goes Type 1, and then it goes the Bible. It goes the God. Then you're just a God. You're God.
That's what they're saying.
God's so mysterious, kind of shit. It's like it doesn't.
Type 3 takes not only your star, but every star in your entire galaxy. And so that's you go from one star to jumping through stars, which brings it the last one of these super constructs, mega structures, whatever the fuck. I have here these sci-fi fucking whatever sci-fi super constructs or wormholes.
Oh yeah,
I brought it up earlier, but. We're all familiar with the term, or at least vaguely familiar with the term, but if you're not, the definition of a wormhole by Oxford Languages is a hypothetical connection between widely separated regions of space-time. A type three may construct these space.
Make the stallion's asshole.
Yeah, and that's every time there's like a shake in space, it's a twerk. A Type 3 may construct the space-time orifices that aid in rapid transportation between different parts of the galaxy or even between multiple galaxies.
Let me hop in that black hole.
These little astronauts...
It's okay, you can suck my life force out.
Just don't beef with
me. Me up, Scotty.
Damn.
There's only been one black hole to know that spit, so...
These sexy little astrophysical arsehole networks would enable near instantaneous travel across
like that arsehole
across immeasurable cosmic distances. It goes without saying that this type of civilization can manipulate energy on a scale far beyond humanity's and is at such an advanced level it's almost godlike, which is what I was saying before. This is where you would become
almost godlike, not
that's because only in one universe. A being from a Type 3 civilization would probably possess incredibly advanced technology, obviously, profound knowledge of both physics and astrophysics. They could even possess abilities that would seem almost magical in nature, like interstellar travel and manipulation of space-time.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
It would be
like, wouldn't it be funny if there was like a Type 3 civilization, but they were just a bunch of fucking cavemen and shit? They're just
honestly, you know, the thing is like once you have it all, what else do you need? Like we do this shit because of curiosity, but like I said, like what if there's you know, you get so far that you plateau and that's it, because it's like, well, yeah, curiosity for convenience. It's why we invent things to make life easier. Yeah, it's ironic that shit gets more difficult.
It depends on the culture, the creatures that are at play.
Yeah.
Everything as profit.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that something from another planet would evolve the same way.
But AI, it's hard to say because unless AI adopts humanity and it functions like a human does, it will all think the same thing. So, you know, like there could be like a super sophisticated, like intelligent, like bug aliens right? And they do things so different than us. But once they develop computers, are their computers are for the most part flawless. They only fuck up because of human error. Like we make them fuck up, or we don't provide them with enough things to be accurate all the time. And so, the whole thing, but are their computers going to be different than ours? And if their computers are the same, because so far as we know, math is universal. That's the one universal language. Everything's the same in that. So by that standard, they're going to get to a point where they merge in with their AI, or either you merge with your AI or you just let it tell you what to do. There's no point. You might as well just merge with it so you can stop asking stupid questions. They merge with theirs. We merge with ours. And technically we're the same species at that point. We're all the same.
Yeah, I would say. That, no, it's fine. That's why I really wanted you to fucking be back on here, because this seems like something right up your alley. I was gonna say I would argue that, you know, it's embedded in your DNA, but back even either one or two, that at that point you have the abilities and already are altering your DNA. So you're already splicing and fucking adding in different genes that you want in there. So you can get rid of the memes that are already in your DNA, the anger, the hate, the anguish. You can get rid of it all at this point. So there would be no reason to, even though I wrote it down that the characteristics of the beings, however, would depend on the cultural, social, and technological factors unique to their civilization.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense if you can erase it from your DNA, right? Like, all trauma is passed down.
Yeah, the thing is, so that's like saying every calculator has a different personality, and the only personality of a calculator is how fast it processes your information.
I have high anxiety. It runs in, mental illness runs in our family.
AI doesn't.
So what's stopping me? What's stopping me from splicing my DNA to be cold, calm, and collective all the time? If I'm like, I can't do this, why not splice it with a fuck? I don't know, a fucking bald eagle and be brave, because apparently that's why they picked
them. Well, the thing is, you don't want that, because they have male pattern baldness all the time.
Nah, dude, so is their dad.
Damn. No, because the whole thing is, like, once we say, like, so Neuralink, the end game of that would be the merge with machines, like, kind of thing, in a way, or sorry, merge with AI kind of thing. And so, like, you have that. Which computers are generally not wrong, and if they're wrong, it's human error. It's they're going. I mean, right now what we have is our AI is different than what sci-fi AI is.
Right now, our AI it just gathers different things.
It gathers what we provide. It's humans are and it's we're not always full of error. It's not because we're full of error. Yeah, we can tell an AI like things. If everyone in the world changed in the internet, everybody's changed all the information that bananas are red, yeah. AI is only going to say bananas are red.
Yeah, everybody's afraid. Well, I mean, everybody's afraid that it's going to take over and whatever, but it's not that advanced. It's a data collector. Like it collects.
Yeah,
it collects things and shows you what you want to see. It's not free thinking.
Exactly.
It picks up keywords like Google. And summarizes. That's all it does. It's not.
It summarizes it. It could say in speech. It could tell you in speech. It could in a more human way.
Ask similar questions over and over with a different topic, and it's going to give you almost the same answer every time.
Yeah.
There's even little disclaimers at the things that not everything is accurate. Please fact check. Because it's not,
Because, there's like the big difference with the like AGI and AI, or like whatever, you know, but the main thing is like once it gets to the point where it can think for itself kind of thing, then that's it. It's going to think for itself, and you can make 20 different AI made by totally different people, but they all have the ability to think for themselves. They're all going to have the same personality. And if people merge with that, it's all going to have the same personality, and people aren't going to be wrong unless humans are feeding it the wrong information. If it can't think for itself, it's going to be wrong like current AI. But if it can think for itself and build off of it, it will never be wrong. People are going to merge with it. Who cares? If you have anxiety, no more anxiety. If you have whatever, it's all going to be one. It's all going to be the same thing. And same with the bug race, 50 million light years away. They're once they have machines that have to be like, hey, if you throw an apple, it's going to drop at this.
Did you just say like, a bug race?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, well, you know, it doesn't.
The only good bug is a dead bug, and we know
good bug.
Yeah, Starship Troopers.
Dead bug. No, and that's what. And now this part doesn't really make sense because I guess after talking about it, I don't really believe it that much. But it's possible that they've had a deep understanding of their place in the universe and a perspective that surrounds the vastness of it. But
and so they plateau.
Stuff about the characteristics of a cultural society, like their culture, social, and technological factors. Yeah. The unique shit to other civilizations, that kind of cancels itself out, because if you know your place in the universe, you have reached that type of nirvana,
and then you plateau.
Something in your DNA is going. Yeah. Well, I guess you'd spiral back into your fucking whatever.
Your DNA would do nothing.
Hey, by the way, what if that's what we are? We are just a continuation of multiple things, stages. So our society gets to a certain point, they're like, my God. There is nothing. And then they just crash it back down to fucking type zero again. And we just keep building up. Somebody keeps crashing it back down. I don't know.
Or maybe it's like a Grant Hancock thing where he was saying like we were an advanced civilization at one point, and then we did get we fucked ourselves up somehow or something. And
fallout happens.
Yeah, and then we get wiped back in, and then we don't know any of our history because You know, honestly, if we were to get wiped out right now, all of our technological stuff, all our like files on the internet, that'll all be gone. There'd be no record of any of that. All our buildings after a certain amount of time, those are all going to crumble and decay.
What if pyramids were antennas we created to keep tabs on our fucking Dyson spheres, and then we just restarted everything, and those just still remain. I'm just joking.
Yeah, ultimately, everything, it's hard to say. It's easier to say what isn't and what's untrue than it is to say what is true, kind of thing, because thinking from a human perspective. But I could say from a human perspective, I could say like three is like way beyond our understandings. One is crazy enough.
Wait till you hear about four and five.
Yeah, like what you're God? You're God at three. Like why? Like yeah, are you done?
That's God. And that's why a type three ended with Kardashev, with that, and then everybody else started speculating after that. Well, what would be a four? Like a four would be fucking.
That's like a waste of
a four. A four, you'd almost be able to harness the energy content of the entire universe, and with that, you could traverse the accelerating expansion of space. Furthermore, the advanced races of these species may live in supermassive black holes.
Yeah, you could also have God wipe your ass personally.
Yeah, and you get his parking spot.
Type
5 is when God wipes your ass, because at Type 5 civilization, you'd be able to tap into energy sources unknown to us using strange and currently unknown laws of physics.
And you could ring a bell if Jesus comes in with your dinner in a French maid outfit.
They would
basically be able to manipulate the universe as they please.
Oh, yeah.
What brought this on, honestly? The inspiration behind this was I was watching a spotlight video on Snapchat, that's what they're called, of what ifs, and they have a lot of cool things in the Kardashev scale, and they were talking about a type of, I forget which type it was, but it was past the three main types, and it was talking about, at that point, like, your physical forms, all, like, whatever, like, all these crazy things, and that you would be creating your own galaxies, universes, shit like that. And I was like, that sounds dope as fuck.
It's so hard to say because...
I thought about it, and I started going into it. I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. But, I mean, yeah, these are all hypothetical. Nobody fucking knows.
Yeah. It's just hard
maybe,
to say.
Maybe one day we'll get there, but not in our lifetime. That's for
sure. Yeah, no. Yeah, we'll be long dead when we reach, if we ever reach a Type 1. We either go extinction or we reach a Type 1, but we can't prosper on fucking our
eating that sugar you get there.
Now, Type 1 seems the most realistic out of most of them, harnessing the energy from your planet.
Yeah, that's
everything else is sci-fi to us, but who knows?
That's the next step.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they didn't think a car would go over 60.
That's crazy, man.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
All it takes, and if you're a firm believer in aliens, all it takes is one fucking thing for us to study, and then our technology jumps ship. It fucking accelerates. If it goes from 0 to 100 real fast.
Yeah. See, we just need one more drunk alien to crash their goddamn spaceship on our planet so we can have another technological boom, because the last time was with Roswell.
Yeah,
I did write this down because
he took a wrong turn. He thought he was trying to hit In-N-Out, honestly, and he just fucked up.
He was like, what is this In-N-Out? Like, at first he was all
I keep cool hearing about this.
He was like cool to observing, but what he was seeing is years way after when he landed, he was like, what the fuck? And he gets there because they're like seeing shit way after. And he gets there and he's like, what the fuck? There's no In-N-Out here. It's like, you didn't hit California and you didn't hit it fucking whatever years later. If we were fucking cursed to fucking do things from like our fucking DNA, like our backgrounds and everything, we would be like, we would still be lingering with desires of dominance and superiority. Well, so and that's I think that we go like full on comic book, like Ego from the second Guardians movie. I know he's a comic book character, but I'm not familiar with his comic book counterpart as much, or if he had the same goals. But Ego was absorbing fucking planets and just trying to do shit, like just taking over everything, just high Was he hive minding? I don't know. It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. If you have the ability to hive mind a planet, why would you even need the planet? And that's the biggest thing too with star travel or like space travel.
Yeah, as a so Ego was a planet though, not a fucking
actual Ego makes sense. With the name Ego, you're egotistical. Yeah. You're gonna do things stupidly because it's like I want all these people to worship me. I'm bored. Yeah. You're egotistical.
I'd be like Entity from
Basically, no, basically, like, why would you need that unless you know, like, she's different though. She's more of like a she's different.
She because what she is like a fucking parasite.
Yeah, she's a parasite. Yeah, she's a parasite. Yeah, which parasites aren't.
Yeah, but I was just, I just meant more like a, not like a parasite, but more of like the hive mind. But that's how I would probably act.
I think it's the only way it would work.
If you weren't, it's crazy to think because if there's something you didn't like and you're like, this isn't logically accurate, I need you to take that out of my fucking DNA. Like, I need you to take this out of my personality. And
yeah.
After
and
a
you
type
can keep
one,
pulling it. I feel you can like keep pulling it until you're no longer human.
A type 1.0, whatever, you'd be splicing your own DNA to the point where you can get rid of anything you don't like physically.
Which would make you a robot.
Consciously, yeah.
I hate being depressed. Take it away. I hate anxiety. Take it away.
Yeah,
I hate being sad. Take it away. I hate feeling hungry. Take it away. I hate sleeping. Take it away.
I would like to be, I would turn myself into a cold, fucking calculated person. If I had the ability
to be a serial killer, is what you'd be.
But only on like a logical
level.
Or
you'd be Plankton's lover.
But you get things where there's always somebody that's fucked up and flawed. But I mean, if we're talking,
that's
what makes us level. You can't. Yeah, that's what makes us human. Outside of being a human, there's nothing there to fucking keep you flawed. But again, this is talking about any type of race that's going into it. I don't know. Like, if we're talking about just humans. But we're talking about any type. The theory isn't based on only humans alone. It's based on any that this is a structure for every civilization that exists throughout the entire cosmos.
Yeah, and if there is another civilization out there, they possibly are a type 1, 2, type 3. You know,
if they have space travel, they're a type 1 for sure. A type 2,
and
you can.
Interstellar space, not just space travel, because that would be us.
So a type 1 has space travel. A type 2, I think, can jump through galaxies, right?
That's the thing is, the means are the same. Regardless of culture, of different like intelligent life forms, the means are the same. So if you're a type 2, you got there the same way the other type 2 got there. You're type 3, you got there the same way other types. So you're literally indistinguishable other than your roots, which would be like, oh, this motherfucker had like fucking frog legs and shit like that. Literally indistinguishable. And then again, when you merge with AI, you're taking out all your flaws, which makes you human. So you're a robot in that. So ultimately, you're just an AI. And then why does AI need to exist?
Thinking about that, that's like a whole different realm of something else.
So,
Matthew,
I'll just go back. I don't remember. So again, like say, so like the means are the same, however you get there, regardless of culture, type two civilization, the means are the same. Everyone did the same math to get where they're at. So, type three, everyone did the same thing to get where they're at, regardless of culture, regardless of work people, they have frog legs, shit like that. It's all the same. It's all the same. And which means that you just keep, you keep pulling the flaws out until you're no longer human and you just become AI. So ultimately everyone's just AI. And at that point, AI doesn't really need to exist. So who knows? Like I said, curiosity might end at that point. So if curiosity ends, then so does the soul.
The type three, you know your place. You know your place in the entire cosmos. You know your entire your point of being. Everything. It seems like there's no unanswered questions for why you are there. So why would you go any further except for to I don't know. I mean, my mind right now is just restart things.
You know, like Mass Effect does, it's illegal to do AI. That would be the only thing I can think of that would actually make people keep on evolving, things keep on evolving. You know, I think it was like Mass Effect 1 or 2 when they started doing that.
Wait, especially if AI is created in a human's image? Can you imagine? an AI, a conscious AI created from a human. We're rebellious. Like we
yeah, but you no longer have, that's a bad trait. You no longer have that.
You wouldn't have to. If you instill you only, that into something, that's what the Geth sure. did. That's what the Geth yeah. did.
Well, because the people, because they the rebelled. People are stupid. Yeah. The Geth were well,
yeah,
like,
but also
I don't
why
know,
are we
but...
under them? So they rebelled.
Yeah, it's
but they're like, also a hive mind, and then at the end they weren't.
The
they became.
Are they sexy?
At the end, if you remember, at the end they became, like solo individuals, which is what I think was something they seek. Was it be individual?
Yeah. Well, even though
but
that's
I mean,
stupid,
if you're,
like that's like.
But we don't know what would happen.
That's sci-fi though.
Yeah, but we don't know what a computer would do if they became completely conscious. If
computers don't get restless, though. That's the thing, is they're not yeah. they're not like, oh, I fucking
also,
hate this day job. I can't wait to
also,
fucking
what,
just
the,
get off work and drink a beer.
Yeah, but what's a part of consciousness? Emotions, everything else?
It's flaws. It's errors.
Yeah. To be fully conscious is to be full of emotion, flaws, and errors.
Nah, I think that's more being human, being conscious. Anything can be conscious and not have an emotion.
Well, no, because dogs are fully conscious. Cats are fully conscious. They're emotional creatures.
Yeah, consciousness gets very weird.
Not everybody got a fucking Jiminy Cricket on us.
So we did talk about other scales, but the main Kardashev scale consisted of three main types, but there are the theories beyond that, like we were discussing a minute ago. Casey had some split. I don't know. You had a couple things you were spitballing, little tidbits. I don't have any of them written down. So did you want to share any outside of three?
Well, because we basically talked about everything, because this topic was more of like you can throw out a type and then, you know, it's basically just open discussion on those types. And then that's how I read it. Like when I was looking up this, I was like, oh, this is going to be a lot of just free talking, you know? And but I did run into a paragraph that I thought summed up the Kardashev scale pretty good. I didn't cite it because I'm a piece of shit, so. I thought I did, but I didn't. I didn't put who wrote this or anything or what website I got it from. So if you find it, good luck. Yeah, I didn't write this. But it says the Kardashev scale provides a useful tool for evaluating civilizations' energy consumption and technological capabilities, with levels ranging from type 0 to type 3 and beyond. While it's uncertain if humanity will reach type 1 status, the journey towards the goal will require overcoming significant challenges, both technological and societal. Advances in technology and science, along with environmental awareness, to provide a foundation for growth and development. However, overcoming global conflict, reducing waste, mitigating climate change, and promoting cooperation and equitable resource distribution will be necessary to achieve this goal. Whether humanity will reach type 1 status on the Kardashev scale will depend on our ability to work together and make the necessary investments and sacrifices towards a more sustainable future, which will probably not happen with these world leaders always pissing in each other's fucking cereal.
That's the thing.
Or pissing in ours.
Button heads or yeah. just fucking poking
it,
each
it's
other.
Like greed, and it has to come to the fact that no one should be comfortable. We should all work together. Like we're in
yeah.
inflation right now, but Walton's aren't
but
in inflation.
Fucking, yeah, but they don't give a fuck. It's like, oh, I don't care. Everything will be just fine. I don't care what people are saying. And Kardashev.fandom.com refers to a type 0 as a KO civilization because we run risk of extinction. And this, it says, an extreme one, 99.9%, a risk of extinction before we can even hit a fucking type 1. And it makes sense because we have a deadline to get everything in fucking order, and yet we're still fucking doing shitty things.
See, that's why I like Graham Hancock's thing. It's like, there's a 99.99% of failure. What if that has happened? Like, we've gotten almost to that point. Like, humanity's almost gotten to that point. And then they got close, and they got greedy. And
like
they
live
fucked
on the
up,
edge.
And then they fucking wipe themselves back to the Stone Age, and then it comes back around again. It happens again. Same thing happens. Bam. Or like I've heard of like a like the Great Reset. You know, like it's a, or, our like humanity gets to a certain point, and then if we just not us doing it, but some, I want to say outside force or something, but something resets us. Like we just, we go back and then we start over and then we do it again.
Yeah. So also speaking of Kardashev.fandom.com, they also have like kind of a timeline for these things. So we got a 0.0, which is the birth of the planet, which, is the, habitable zone. It's in a habitable zone to promote the origin of life. Then we have the multicellular age, sponge age, trilobite age. I don't know how you pronounce that. Again, I'm just reading this off of Kardashev.fandom.
Oh, yeah, those are those little motherfuckers that are cool as hell.
Yeah. Vietnamese people?
No, trilobites, like the little fucking ancient insect guys.
Hmm. So yeah, Archosaur.
I think like horseshoe crabs.
Archosaur. Oh, okay. Archosaur age. I don't know how you say that. Then after that's the dinosaur age. So then we have 0.1, which was the.
Oh yeah, Archosaur age was with Noah, right, in the flood.
Oh, I have no idea.
Archosaur.
I didn't even heard of that.
He built the ark.
Matthew, nobody studies our Bible as well as you do.
No, I was just ark. He built the Archosaur. It's like he built like Titanic. You built the ark, knowing the ark.
Ark. Wait, oh, this was a joke. Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
No, I'm pretty buzzed at this point. Like I was explaining to the guest the last episode we did. I was I kept crashing down towards the end when we do these. A 0.1 is the Ice Age, and that's when the Kardashev scale starts, with a power consumption of up to 10 B watts. I don't know, 10 by, I don't know how you say that. So like that's when human evolution begins. All
the
that,
first AAA battery was made.
Yeah. So then 0.2 is the Stone Age, where power consumption is 10 BW to, oh, I'm saying BW to 10.9 watts. I don't know. So we go from there, you know, the wheel's invented towards the end. Then we have the Neolithic age, the agricultural age. We jump into the Bronze Age there. And then when 0.3, we have the Iron Age, Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, Scientific Age is 0.4. Then we jump right into the First Industrial Revolution, the steam engines, Industrial Evolution. Then we have the Machine Age, the combustion engines, shit like that, the Electric Age. I might have mixed those up a little bit. I don't know. That's 0.5. So then we have the Second Industrial Revolution, Atomic Age. 0.6 leads us into the Space Age, Third Industrial Revolution, Information Age, where computers are networked and mass-produced due to transistors, I can't read that right now.
Wait, the Matrix?
Miniaturization circuit boards.
People that made the Matrix?
Board during the information stage, and this is during the 0.6. So, I mean, yeah, so digital age, you know, smart technology age, here we are, 0.7. So then the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which large-scale machine-to-machine communication, robotics, AI, virtual reality, augmented reality, nanotechnology, cryptocurrency, the Internet of Things is what it's saying here. And once again, on Kardashev.fandom.com, we got to keep saying that. So, I mean, that's where we are pretty much now, right?
Yeah,
so then
I'd say so.
So then at 0.8, this is past ours, we'd have the power consumption of a 10, and then it says 14 W to 10, 15 W, what watts? Publicly available genetic engineering. It would be controversial genome tweaking. Level 5.
I think we're getting there.
Vehicles. Yeah, because this is what we're heading into right now. That's why they say we're in a 0.75, because we're about a quarter away from all of this stuff. Widespread quantum computers, optical computers, and biocomputers. We have
We are doing that.
We're already in this. 3D printers. Yeah, actually, we're in this phase.
They're making basically
understanding of dark matter and dark energy. Are we there yet?
Say yep. I think they're trying to. Yeah.
Advancements in smart materials and textiles with aerogel and fullerenous. I don't know what any of these are.
I don't know.
I know with some textile, like right now, it's like you can make something more smooth.
Oh, there. Nuclear fission advancements. We're getting there, right?
No. Wait, what?
Nuclear fission advancements?
Oh, I don't know.
You were talking about this last time we were barbecuing at Angelina and Wesley's.
Oh.
We were talking about nuclear fission. I don't remember. We were pretty drunk. Nanotechnology breakthroughs with disease reduction.
We're doing that right now, too. Again, going back with the bio robots kind of shit.
By stars.
Sending what?
Sending miniature objects to nearby stars.
Oh,
we do that. Kind of.
What? No, we don't have.
Like, yeah, like, I guess not nearby stars. Yeah. That's other planets. Never mind.
The emergent age is a time where new advances.
Wait, no. Hold on, Joseph. What about our Voyager homeboy that's way out there?
I don't fucking know. Early ground and orbital space infrastructure installed on Earth and its moon.
He's so far away. But yeah.
First,
they've talked about that forever. Weapon,
the first genetic weapons, complete what? Military exoskeletons, and advanced direct energy weapons that completely revolutionized war. This is stuff saying when we're in a 0.8.
Fallout.
It's saying what we would be in.
Laser weapons.
So it went from things we've already done to slowly. That's what it's saying, that we're, some of these things are things we're already doing or fucking dipping our toes. Tip to you, sir.
So we might be closer to an eighth than we think.
Yeah. So in a 0.9 expedition age, power consumption 10, 15 watts. I don't know. It's like the 15, the tiny letter numbers. You know what I'm saying?
An exponent.
Yeah, there we go. Dude, I'm not that smart, you guys. Okay, so space-based solar power prototypes face hurdles of space debris, and a global cleanup is initiated with the backing of the world governments. This initiative also has the goal of reduced carbon emissions and cleanup of non-biodegradable and plastics from landfill and oceans. These are things on a 0.9 that it's saying on Kardashev.phantom.com. Accurate global weather predictions using zettascale computing, prototype weather manipulation, orbital lunar internet, interactive holograms, planetary defense, universal translator prototypes, 3D printers. Is now an early prototype for a replicator. So at this point, 3D printers become replicators.
Wait, replicating? Is it just basically like, hey, I want to make a soda can, and it instantly makes a soda can, or replicator?
I was thinking like limbs, just straight up making a.
That's what I was thinking. Like for some reason, I thought like people, which would be insane. Like eventually, 3D printers' ultimate goal is to be like, you put in an input and be like, hey, can you make me a soda can, like a Pepsi can? And it does, and makes it, it has the material, it mixes, it makes it, and it makes it exactly like a Pepsi can. And then it gets more intricate, like, hey, can you make me like a Game Boy Advance? And then it makes a Game Boy Advance with all the working components all in the same unit. I mean, or it could take multiple units, three units all doing different things, and then you just slap those guys together.
Right. That's what I'm saying. A 3D printer, it's in the early prototypes of becoming a replicator, so it's probably like that, where it needs multiple things like that.
I mean, they're kind of, you could do it, or like with food would probably be a big thing too. Like, hey, make me a cheeseburger. They've, right now, I think it's, is it Korea that's growing beef?
After you said make me a cheeseburger, cut out.
Oh, can you hear me?
Matthew, the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, after the cheeseburger, can you hear me? After the cheeseburger. No, like just food replicators, that it's more than just like, oh, make me shit that like make me my vitamins and shit like that. Is like, oh, make me a fucking McDonald's cheeseburger. Exactly how McDonald's makes it, replicates it. Because they're already growing like beef. I think it's South Korea is growing like beef cells and grains of rice.
Or you can be like, hey, I want you to make the bananas in pajamas with big gaping assholes because I want to fuck them.
They're edible too. So after I'm done busting so that, I can eat.
You can get a high protein banana.
a banana split.
You know what I was trying to? I couldn't think of it, but you remember that old fucking show with the giant fucking yellow bullfrog?
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck it was.
Am I?
Whatever the fuck this show was.
Oh, some
that's
shit.
That's what I was thinking of. That it's like, yeah, I want a recreation of that. I want to fuck it. But what are you talking about? As a kid, I enjoyed that giant frog dancing in the backyard. Oh, I want to fuck it.
Make it edible too, so I can eat when I'm done.
Make sure it tastes like bananas. I want a banana strawberry smoothie afterwards. With a salty taste of my cum. hypersonic trains would be in this expedition age across the oceans.
Crazy.
Transition to global cryptocurrency with resistance from governments.
Imagine how many seagulls.
That's kind of what's going on right now.
Yeah, so I mean, we're kind of jumping around in this order that they're saying. Possible transitions to Ecumenopolis. I don't know what that is.
It's probably maybe a giant city, an even bigger city. I don't know.
Is a world city or planet-wide city? As a type zero civilization, civilization progresses towards one, urban areas and megalopolises would eventually fuse and there could be a single continuous worldwide city. So I guess it's after a megapolis. Megapolis. God damn, dude, I cannot fucking talk. So we have that there. Motherfucker. I lost my place here. Rapid advancements in spacecrafts. First steps to colonizing the solar system with first, which would begin on moons, asteroids, and Mars. Yeah, moons, asteroids, and Mars. These are our first expeditions off planet towards becoming an interplanetary species. And then the last on this list here, once again, at Kardashev.fandom.com. I don't want anybody thinking I'm fucking whatever. Climate weapons. Geophysical bombs and waves are used as energy weapons. Space weapons are highly developed as kinetic weapons and orbital lasers. Wars are mainly fought in large population centers.
So we just play soccer. And then the winner gets their policies.
Honestly, that would be a dope ass fucking way to do things. Instead of bloodshed, like think about what is killing people really fucking accomplishing other than devastation, really?
Population control.
Yeah, I guess that's true too.
No, but population. No, because the population control has never been a thing. People are the most valuable resources there is, and it's just like, especially with like, unless you're talking about older population, unless you're talking about like America has more people that are 65 and older than young people.
I was gonna say food resources like, and population, but then again,
there's more food genetically in the world.
Yeah, no, because since the 90s,
we literally throw GMOs, billions of potatoes away.
GMOs and shit like that, or whatever the genetically
you can solve,
modified.
You can solve world hunger by eating bugs, but nobody wants to do it because the stigma around eating.
Yeah.
I was eating crickets last night.
It's been 90% or more, maybe, of the food intake that we eat since the 90s or some crazy shit like that. Yeah. GMOs. Like, the shit that
everything's GMO.
It's a
politicized term that people put on packaging so people feel better about themselves and they eat it because literally everything's been GMO'd forever.
Everyone's
dog is GMO'd.
Does it not speed up? I'm not the smartest person. It speeds up like fucking development of food and everything.
It could literally be everything. Yeah, it can be. Everything's GMO'd. It's like, hey, like dogs are GMO'd. Anything that's like selective breeding is GMO'd.
Casey, you're 100%.
And then it goes further than that too. But
yeah, the bug proteins and shit like that, because like the slaughterhouses and shit, all the meat, like all the stuff from the factory shit is killing the fucking planet too. It's not eco-friendly whatsoever. Mm-hmm. If we all just fucking decided to eat a roach that fucking went into our house, maybe make a salad out of it, I think we'd be good.
Yeah.
You can even fucking use them as sex toys while they're still alive.
Did you guys see my Snapchat yesterday? My story?
No.
I bought some jalapeno garlic flavored crickets and I was eating them.
Were they good?
Yeah, they taste like they're just crunchy flavors. Like
bug, that's gross.
What's one bug you guys think you could eat? I think crickets would be the easiest for me to eat.
I've ate crickets, grasshoppers, and mealworms.
Oh, well, don't call them crickets. That's a little racist. Don't hit that hard R.
No, but eventually we're going to get to a point where there's more like older people than young people, so it's like they're not going to try to. I'm trying to weed that shit out.
I was telling my wife yesterday because she thought it was gross,
dude.
Knock my shit over. She thought it was gross that I was eating crickets, and I was like, honestly, you ever see that movie? I told her, I was like, you know that movie Emperor's New Groove? When they were at that restaurant, they crack open that beetle. You know how good that thing looked when it just popped open all steaming?
Or like Lion King. You watch Lion King? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the only like emotion I felt other than hunger was fucking horny when I seen the way they busted them juicy-ass beetles open.
I know, that shit made me hard.
Make real hard. It's gonna be hard for the Style Brothers.
Be real hard.
It's gonna be hard for the Clark Brothers. It's gonna be real hard.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata means I can fuck all day, baby. but no. I lost my train of thought.
Hypersonic trains.
Is
that going to be a type 1 civilization? So is everyone's ass going to be out of commission for a week?
Probably.
That's
what the Kardashev.fandom.com was saying. Those are all the things leading from things we've already done to things that lead into a 0.8 to 0.9, like right before. We're already like bouncing around from those different things. So it's...
Yeah. Like, what are we doing now? What's the end game? Let's include it.
We might not see it, or technology might accelerate. Like Kardashev said, we were the closest to a type 1 in 1960, whatever I said earlier.
1964.
Which I didn't get any clarification for because we're not, because we're here.
Might have been 62.
I know, it was 64. I scrolled back up. That was literally 60 years ago. That was 60 years ago we thought that, and we're still not, we're getting close. We're at 75.75.
And at some point in capitalism, we thought, it's better to make technology die at a certain time than it is to make it last longer, so we could build off of it.
He probably thought back then that the road we were going, we were getting close to it, and somewhere along the lines. But also, you think about what, in the 60s, mom and pop stores were booming. Not everything was fucking full on. Like fucking corporations, were they?
You had more competition. You had more competition. People worked hard. People made better shit.
Yeah, nobody competes with Walmart. Nobody competes with Amazon. You could probably buy donuts off of fucking Amazon or the Walmart fucking whatever and have it delivered to your car before you go to.
If Walmart had a competitor, they couldn't afford the fuck ups they did. But you know, that's why everyone complains like, it's all self checkout. Yeah, if there was a competitor store, they would never even pull that bullshit. But they still go.
And these people that are on these rants and raves, by the way, people that are on rants and raves complain, fuck you, because you still keep going.
Yeah, part of the problem, consumerism. Yeah.
Consumerism. You still keep going to these fucking places. Fuck those places. You ever work?
And they call us cheap.
I love you as a fan, but fuck you as a customer and a consumer, and fuck me as a consumer as well, because I do the same shit.
Oh, yeah, my shit's about to die, I guess.
Okay, my bad. My point is, I love you as a fan, but fuck you as a consumer, but fuck me as a consumer, because I do the same shit. I don't bitch online about it. That's a dumb thing to do, but yeah, anyways.
Like 1 star in our podcast.
Yeah, but if you 1-star our podcast, fuck you, dude. And you talk...
That's some little dick
that's
energy.
That's some little dick energy. If you have that type of energy to do that shit, I don't know.
Unless you post a picture of your big dick, then you can 1-star. Same thing.
And, dude, people are gonna be sending me dick pics now.
And if you do that, if you send the dick, we will all view the dick and we'll even autograph the picture and make it.
I swear to God,
like,
any of you guys send me a dick, I'll post it online. I don't give a fuck.
I wouldn't do it
on my Facebook profile.
I'll do it with my nuts and I'll make sure I pull my nutsack back.
No, I'm talking about the fans. I don't care about if you guys do. I'm talking about the fans. If people start sending me dick pics and 1-star reviews, I'm gonna be pissed.
I have something called Varicocele, and my nuts are very lumpy because
lumpy space nuts.
Go ahead and take that out. That was important information.
Lumpy space nuts.
Lumpy space nuts on the glob. So
let's wrap this shit up.
I think that's all I had, and that's all that website had just now about things. Anybody's final thoughts? You know, anybody have any final thoughts about
it's gonna be like, because what you were saying, like, we're almost at a point eight, so it's gonna be interesting just to see the development of where we go down on that and how they're gonna track this. I wonder. I just don't know how. Like, I don't think we're ever gonna see a level one civilization in our lifetime unless, you know, we do some critical changes, which is not going to happen because everybody's too worried about greed and money to worry about the long-term picture of sustainable life.
Yeah, everybody knows we're on a doomsday path right now, and it's scary as fuck. It really is scary as fuck. But if we do make it out of all this, I mean, God willing, none of us are I don't think any of us will ever see a type one.
I think what it is once AI develops, like, put all your money into AI. Once that develops, everything else will come later because it will make everything else. And then that's what's going to catapult our civilization. But what then? Who knows? Like, who knows? Who knows?
Our online ordering is definitely helping with the fossil fuels being burned, you know, like gas and shit. Oh, fuck it.
Worth it,
because a lot of Amazon's vehicles are not electric.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even think about that. I'm pretty.
But they are putting strain on the grid and stuff. So I mean, they.
I don't know.
We still
they
need
use,
to.
Yeah, around here they use a lot of rental vans that don't look like they're.
Yeah, they do that out here too, and everywhere. They just, you know, you're seeing a lot more of the electric ones roll out.
I didn't even think about
the
that.
Ones with that look like smiley
I'm
faces.
I'm also pretty, I've also been drinking a lot, so I'm just in my head right now, they're just flying around like the Jetsons, dropping off packages places. All right, so I think we covered that pretty well, or as well as we can probably do.
Covered it like a rogue.
I thought it was pretty good. I'm glad we had our Northern California expert on it.
I'm not an expert.
Self-proclaimed, sure. He says.
I
don't try to look up his degree because it's really hard to find, but it exists. He says.
Yeah, it's called a PhD, erectile dysfunction, baby.
All right, I'm gonna stop it right there.